Let's get into Space Jam, A New Legacy. Won't spoil anything. I'll tell you what I thought about it, Clark, or like my overall, or I'll just tell you this.
Well, first, what were your expectations? Let's just start there.
There were no expectations.
Okay.
I will say this. When they announced
That's higher than mine.
Yeah. When they announced this years ago, I was actually not looking forward to it.
Well, because, the first one was trash.
Well, I'm going to get to that because when I watched the first one, so I didn't see it when it first came out. Right. Because my parents had let me watch it because they thought it was going to be a bunch of adult jokes and things like that. They didn't want me watching it. But the soundtrack came out, and that was the hottest soundtrack in my neighborhood. I had friends that had the soundtrack. They had a CD player. We would sit in my driveway and listen to that over and over. Buggin' was my,
you'll be buggin'. My girlfriend Lola, she's, you know, that whole thing. That song, you know, by the way, that was written by Jay-Z.
Really?
Yeah, Buggin' was written by Jay-Z. Oh. And so anyway, I listened to that soundtrack over and over and over again. So my expectation when I saw the first one, which I didn't see until years later, I was probably like in junior high when I first saw Space Jam. I would see bits and pieces of it when like it came out on VHS at Walmart or whatever. But I didn't actually see the full movie until years later. So my expectations were sky high. And then I watched the movie and I was like, okay. But I was, you know, I was still a kid. So I enjoyed it, but it also wasn't what I thought. And then, of course, I own a copy of it now and I've watched it a few times since then. And it's a very difficult movie to get through. It's not great. But there is that nostalgia factor to it. And I like Looney Tunes and I like...
You like remembering your terrible childhood?
Yes. Well, I just like Bugs Bunny is probably my favorite cartoon character of all time. He's the coolest guy in the room. He's got it all figured out. He's witty. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He's, no one can ever get anything past him.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Scrooge McDuck could get a few things by Bugs Bunny.
If we're doing like a Super Smash Bros. And you have Bugs Bunny versus Scrooge McDuck, it might be a pretty even match there.
I'm putting my money behind Clam McDuck is all I'm saying.
But or Darkwing. For years, when I was a kid, I had the Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny, Space Jam poster where it's like half their faces. I had that on my wall for years. You know, I was a huge fan of anything Looney Tunes. And really, that movie came out, even though it was awful, that movie came out at the right time. Mm-hmm. You know, Looney Tunes were still played every Saturday morning. Everyone knew who Bugs Bunny was.
It was before R. Kelly was peeing on women.
Right. He was peeing.
That we knew of.
Yeah, he was peeing on them. We just didn't know. Basketball was huge. Michael Jordan was a superstar. You know, it was just like the perfect... It was a weird pairing, but it kind of also made sense for the 90s to have this weird mashup. Knowing all that, today we don't really need sports movies. Like, I don't think sports... I think we're past that. Unless it's like something that's really maybe a period piece or something. Mm-hmm. Just having like a...
It's going to be there, though.
Yeah, but it's not like it was back in the day. You know, we had sports movies like '90s and '80s. We had sports movies all the time.
Yeah,
and
Longest Yard, stuff like that. Rudy,
Sandlot, even like baseball movies.
The classic Waterboy.
Yeah. Now we don't have that anymore. They're kind of don't make money.
Happy Gilmore, I guess, is a sports movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
But nowadays, I don't think they make the money they used to make because people just don't really care anymore. Unless you're doing like a movie like Remember the Titans or you know, something like that.
Well, it's
like
also got to be now for a world market. So
right,
they
exactly.
can't just sell it to America. It's got to be for China as well. So unless something like soccer, you know, or detaining, you know, citizens, I don't really see it playing.
or ping pong.
Right.
Yeah, or ping pong. Yeah,
right. Which we're just watching. We're watching the Olympics right now. Yeah. And
volleyball
That's what they were doing. But so I didn't have high expectations. You know, I don't care about basketball that much. I like basketball, but I don't care about seeing it in a movie format, you know, unless it's Air Bud. I just wanted to see the Looney Tune characters back on screen. And what made me more excited about it, too, was that Eric Bauza was attached to this now. And I am so like a huge fan of Eric and everything he gets. Like, I feel like I'm a kindred spirit in a way. Like, we grew up liking the cartoons, and now, let's say we grew up in the same neighborhood watching cartoons, and now he's the voice of those cartoons. Like, how cool is that? And so I'm super excited for him, and knowing that he was attached to the project, I just wanted to see this. So, walked in with this zero expectations. It was an incredibly long movie. I watched it over 2 days, but I will say, I did not hate it.
Oh, wow.
Because I walked in with zero expectations. I knew it was also geared for children. Mm-hmm. Right? It was better than the Tom and Jerry movie. It was better than the Zack Snyder Army of the Dead movie.
Okay. Justice League?
Well, it was definitely better than the Snyder Cut Justice League, and it was shorter, and I could watch it in full frame.
Yeah.
Full screen.
Well, widescreen, not full frame. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
So
16 by 9. Yeah.
And okay. So it's not like I hated the movie either. I certainly didn't like it. It had its redeeming quality for a moviegoer that was not me.
Mm-hmm. One with kids and a wife.
Personality.
Or I don't know. I don't know what the market segment is for basketball fans and animation. Like, I don't know how those two things
especially are these days
congruent and then, you know, cross paths. But right. But the two things that really stuck out to me in this movie, number one.
What stuck out to you, Clark?
So LeBron James, as we're saying, he's one of the most famous athletes in the world, making him one of the most famous people in the world, making him one of the most rich people in the world. I thought like his family life was kind of a unrealistic. Like, sure, they were in nice houses and cars and the kids were very photogenic. I'm not getting in that. And then, by the way, that's not his real family.
Oh, you mean the girl from Walking Dead is not his real wife?
Right. Star Trek Discovery.
Well, I think a lot of people would look at his kids because he has a kid coming up, Bronny. That's like, you know, the next basketball prodigy. So it's not his kids. But the thing is, like, you think about how he talks and how he is very collected and very intelligent and how he pursues this social thing and that social thing, that he wouldn't portray himself as kind of a domineering asshole father. Did you pick that up?
No. I think that for
like
this
how he
type
was
of
like,
movie,
hey, kid, don't play video games.
That well, yeah, that was the point
career.
Of the movie. That was the whole point of the movie.
But no, it's not. That's not. I'm not arguing the plot element. What I'm arguing is like the characterization of LeBron James being.
But it had to be that way. It kind of had to be that way to make sense of the movie. But
all right, but
I think you're looking. It's a kids movie. I think you're looking to like, you know.
I don't know, man.
It's like watching Air Bud and be like, I just don't think this dog.
How would you like Jordan was a dick?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. And to be fair, Air Bud was a dick on this
fair. Yeah. Peed on everything.
A lot of that ended up on the cutting room floor. But when he bit that kid and he called him a little bitch.
Yeah. They say that Air Bud was like the Andy Dick of animal actors.
Yeah. They really.
Yeah. He came drunk all the time.
It had to snort multiple lines just to get through a scene.
Don't even get.
Awful dog.
Don't even get started on Wishbone. But I mean, I think that you're digging too deep into a basketball animated kids movie.
Well, but okay. And then another thing, when these are the few things I guess I remember from the beginning of the movie. I hated how when LeBron at first encountered Bugs Bunny and he's all alone on Toon World.
Yeah.
And Bugs seemed very desperate. He wasn't calm. He wasn't cool. He wasn't collected like the way you characterized him earlier. It was not Bugs Bunny.
Right. I 100% agree with you on that.
And that was like, okay, so we got to get over the emotional
suicidal Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Like I was seriously like when I saw a commercial for the suicide hotline commercial, and it's like, if you know someone that could use
my buddy Bugs.
Yeah.
No, so
he's pretty down and out.
I 100% agree with that. And I think the reason why is he kind of redeems himself at the end, but
But
Bugs
these are
Bunny
things that make the movie 2 hours long.
Right.
Bugs you're Bunny looking for something to cut.
Back
you're
up.
Looking
this
for something
2 hours long.
Two hours long for Space Jam, A New Legacy. Yes. I think the characterization of Bugs Bunny. That's
I could have watched half a Lord of the Rings in a, which would have probably been more enjoyable to just stop halfway
and
through when you had
one eighth of the Snyder Cut. You're gonna watch that. No, so my thing with Bugs Bunny, and again, I'm a Bugs Bunny purist, and you know that's the reason why I was watching it because of Bugs Bunny. I 100% agree. I think the characterization of Bugs Bunny was totally weird, and they try to make him too much like Roger Rabbit versus Bugs Bunny. That's what I felt
right.
Like. It felt too
well, it sounds like
wacky.
Almost a Roger Rabbit, like from what I've heard, like with all the IP crossover, all the different kind of everything thrown at it, where Roger Rabbit, first of all, is a fantastic movie.
Right.
Great. I've read the book too. Love the book. It's very different than the book, though. But it was just
I didn't
great
realize it was
based idea
off
by
book.
Zemeckis. Oh, yeah. Who censored Roger Rabbit? And it's a lot darker. Roger gets killed halfway through.
Now, is the movie based off the book?
Yeah, the movie is definitely based off the book for
Roger
the overall
Rabbit's
like,
using
plot.
Intravenous drugs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Roger gets murdered partway through, and like, it's definitely a lot darker and it's seedier. So they dressed it up more for kids, but the plot and the crime really are kind of the same. Judge Doom isn't in the book. It's a completely different thing, but they kind of simplified it.
But Christopher Lloyd is, though, right?
Oh, Christopher Lloyd's Judge Doom, like, he's perfection in that.
In the book, well, I mean.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the Judge villain Doom is Christopher there. Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just, yeah, it's Christopher Lloyd plays a sinister character named Christopher Lloyd in the book.
Right, yeah. Well, Lloyd with one L, just so there's no confusion.
Right, yeah. He's also the producer of Modern Family. That yeah. Christopher Lloyd. He was the one killing shoes.
That kept throwing me off so much for the first couple of seasons. I was like, what a weird choice for him to do.
Yeah, but that's what I felt like. I felt like whoever made this movie was more of a fan of the Roger Rabbit movie than it was the Looney Tunes. It was too focused on...
And then it turned into... So Space Jam really didn't even take place in space.
No, not at all.
There was very little jam.
It was cyber jam.
Way more jelly, and I was disappointed in that.
Don Cheadle, who's an acclaimed actor, plays the villain.
Yeah.
And... one of the things that you find, and I mean, I know that they're not professional athletes, but when you would see interaction between the sports superstars and Don Cheadle, it was kind of like,
night,
wow, there's a sharp drop off.
Oh yeah,
a few of the
you're saying Hotel Rwanda is not that great at people.
The acting is so bad from the athletes in this movie, so bad. You're like, you couldn't have hired a coach to help you out.
No,
some of these scenes.
No.
You couldn't have done the scene line by line. You're in a green screen.
A couple of cameos I wanted to point out where I was like, that's interesting that made it in was the Rick and Morty cameo.
Yeah.
Because that's a very adult-centric humored.
Well, they're trying to attract you because you're, at this point in life, supposed to have kids that are watching the Space Jam movie, and you're supposed to get the Rick and Morty
reference. I mean, and it was like the least Rick and Morty, if that makes any sense. And then another one I saw was they had the Clockwork Orange guys in the audience. Like, who's going to get that?
I didn't.
Exactly.
Kids.
Well, someone said they did a reference to like a really obscure like satanic film as well. I'm looking at
it. Oh, did they really?
Blair Witch Project.
Somebody told me that like I'm trying to find it. It's like the devil's something or other, like something out of hell. I'm trying to see what I can find on it.
Now,
but it was apparently kind of controversial once somebody realized what the reference was.
Dell, is the book Who Framed Roger Rabbit or is it Who Censored Roger Rabbit? Oh, Who Censored
Roger Rabbit.
There's also Who Whacked Roger Rabbit. I think that's his OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to have to get this. The book is
definitely more of like a gritty, hard-boiled detective novel. Like it's definitely more of like a Dashiell Hammett type book. And it's funny. It's really well written. It's hilarious. But it is definitely more like a Sam Spade type thing. Man, I cannot find anything on this. Mm-hmm. I was just reading.
Well, the controversy that I'm reading about is the Clockwork Orange reference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Handmaid Tales ladies were there?
Yep, that's another one.
I think they actually were.
I don't understand.
By the way, I just started watching that. It's a great show.
Oh, you just started watching it?
Yeah. I'm on season one. Don't tell me what happened.
Could they not find a crowd like during COVID? They had to put all these.
Well, I think it's kind of they're trying to, again, going back to the Roger Rabbit thing. They're just trying to say, hey, we have this all this IP. Let's just put them all in.
Let's keep it separate and do their own thing.
Well, because the whole tournament takes place in the Warner Brothers servers. And so they would have, so like the Matrix, all of that stuff. So like
so
even the Flintstones.
Like a Wreck-It Ralph type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
If I was a kid, let me just put it this way. If I was a kid right now, this movie came out, would have loved it because I get to see, you know, the Flintstones. I get to see all these people. Great cross. It was the Avengers of animation.
Okay.
I would have loved the movie. The story was but I'm not there for the story. I'm there for the animation. I think the only thing I also hated was there was no reason to have these characters in 3D. You know, when they changed the 3D Clark and it's like a 3D Bugs Bunny.
I heard people complaining about. Yeah.
There's no reason for
that. It was harder to look at animated LeBron.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Because I was like, are they supposed to be the same? They didn't resemble. He didn't resemble.
Didn't look like him at all.
No.
Here's what I did love about it. First of all, there were some great jokes in there. There was one about the, Clark, I'm going to mouth it to you.
I don't even know what the hell that was.
You can see me back here?
Oh, they just say it.
You can say it. Yeah. We can edit it out later.
No, we don't edit it. I'll just tell you. The MJ joke.
Oh, yeah.
I said it like that, so you can't. You
did you like? Did you like Porky Pig rapping?
Yeah, you know who did that?
Who?
Eric Bauza.
I thought you did.
No, Eric Bauza did that. I think the performances from the vocal artists, voiceover artists, were incredible.
Mm-hmm. I found the controversy one now. Finally,
was it
what? Which
the
one was
satanic
it?
One? Okay, so apparently when they show Mr. Freeze in the basketball, there's a shot of Don Cheadle, Mr. Freeze, and there's a nun to the right who's wearing a black cross on her habit. So it's like an inverted habit. She's wearing a white shirt, black cross. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's from a film called The Devils, which was rated X for graphic violence, including torture and sexual content.
Oh my gosh.
And it had protests all over the world when it was released and banned in several countries. And that costume's only been ever used in that one film. So it's a direct reference
to that movie.
X-rated torture and sex film.
Wow.
And apparently, yeah, I'm looking at the shot here. It's Don Cheadle in his gray suit, Mr. Freeze. And yep, this nun right here from the movie with the black cross in her shirt. So apparently that's one of the most obscure ones in the movie.